This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A local foundation seeks out young people hoping to take their skills to a higher level. Dr. Marcia Ryan recounts the beginning of the Garwin Family Foundation as her parents worked to form a philanthropic organization that she and her brother, Dr. Mark Garwin, now guide.
It is so important to us to be able to expand horizons and to provide opportunities for these amazing young students to learn and to find their way in the world. And you're now talking to three of my favorite human beings. I treasure my relationship with all of these students. They're such special human beings. And we talk a lot about their academics, but the truth is they are wonderful and wonderfully involved young people.
The students I spoke with, Gabriella and Maya Benyes, along with Ria Ya, all say their plans for the future were shaped by their experiences with the GFF. The foundation works with Carbondale Community High School to find high-achieving students who are looking to take their talents even higher. Maya Benyes has participated for 3 years and says her first year opened up new opportunities.
I decided on Brown University. They had a STEM 2 program, and I ended up going to Mammalian Brain and Behavior, which is focused on neuroscience and sort of psychology, a mix of the two. And it was really quite interesting and something I hadn't explored before. And I think that's one of the benefits of the Garwin Family Foundation, because you can explore different interests that you're already strong in and maybe like find different ways to stretch your hobbies.
Maya's second year focused on physics, a much higher level than she'd been exposed to in her high school classes, but they made her consider that field for the future. But it was her third year, this year, when COVID-19 forced her to change her plan, and that's where she found something really inspiring.
I found some programs at Berklee University, or Conservatory of Music, and they had several, and one that really stood out to me was their film scoring program. And I've done a little composition and a little performance, but this was something that I had just looked into and not really delved into very far. And I'm actually it's a 12-week course, and I'm doing it right now, and it's very cool.
Maya's sister, Gabriella, has also been involved in foundation projects for several years. And while her sister started in science and ended in music, Gabriella took a different path.
I attended Midwest Young Artists Chamber Music, Chicago Chamber Music Workshop, and I really enjoyed this because I play in chamber music here at home, but I never got to experience it with people from all over the state. So that was really cool for me. And I think that summer I definitely really enhanced my musicianship, and I just opened my eyes to a whole new world.
Gabriella's second year shifted gears and challenged her, something she says was invaluable.
I took a course called Catalysis, Solar Energy, and Green Chemical Synthesis, which that's quite a title, and I hadn't really experienced anything like that before. So when I got to the University of Michigan's campus, I basically spent 2 weeks in an organic chemistry lab, which I loved. It was an awesome experience for me, and I'd never really worked in a lab, so this was a good first-time laboratory kind of introduction.
The Benyes sisters are still looking ahead to their college careers. Foundation alumna Ria Ya is an undergrad at Brown University, where she's working on stem cell research.
I already knew that I was really interested in biology beforehand, but stem cells and regenerative medicine just seemed so different from anything I had encountered in school, which is largely why I chose it. And it was amazing. It was the best experience of my life.
Ria says the Garwin Family Foundation's program is more than an academic enhancement. It's something that's shaped how she wants to continue her life's work.
Just because of this program, like now I'm still looking for careers in regenerative medicine. Like my previous research has focused on stem cell biology, and currently I'm doing work in a lab and hoping to kind of get into more biomedical research type stuff. And yeah, I would say that my summer experience really, really helped me. It was very formative, and even now I am so grateful for what they did for me.
And Marcia Ryan says that result is just what she and her family have been looking for.
It's been a joy. It has been so rewarding to us.
You can get more information on the Garwin Family Foundation at garwinfamilyfoundation.org. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.